time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, Paul's a little under the weather, taking a couple days off here, so Maynard Meyer filling in for Paul Ramo, and we have Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral and Gardening Center on the line here today, as always, on a Thursday.
And Dwayne, how's it going over there?
Hi, Maynard. Hi, everybody. Going good.
Well, we're talking about Blackmore County Fair. You had a good time over there?
Yep. You know, Heather had a booth outside the horticulture garden building, and I'd like to thank everybody who stopped by and talked to me, and it was a good time, and a lot of people got mums and other plants out of the booth, so I thank you. It was fun. A lot of people.
Yeah, it looked like you were pretty busy. Every time I walked by there, you had somebody you were talking to over there.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And then, of course, you did the gardening show from the fair last week, and that was good. Good way to kick it off.
It's always fun to do it there, and it was gorgeous weather, and continues to be gorgeous weather. And that brings up one of our horticulture concerns, is do I start watering? Because we haven't had rain lately.
No, that's for sure. The grasses could get a little crunchy out there.
You know, and I haven't watered at all at my house, but I turned the hose on last night and gave everything a good drink of water. They're smiling this morning.
Yeah, I bet they are. Everything's getting a little bit brown, but of course that means you don't have to mow. I guess that's a good thing.
So, yeah, but I don't know if you're going to water your lawn, but maybe some of those shrubs or some things that you planted this year probably could use a drink of water if you haven't been doing that.
I should be thinking about, we talked about this before, but I should get on the ball and spray Trimac on there in the fall. It's about time to start thinking about that here pretty soon, or should I wait a little bit yet?
You know, it's dry out there, you know, and you can do more harm than good. I mean, if you water your lawn, I would. You know what? I'd wait for rain and wait till it cools off a little bit, because then the weeds will be more active. So, but definitely do it in the fall. And prime time is right after that first frost.
Okay.
Because then the chemistry of the plant is, you know, taking the energy from the leaves and putting down in the roots. And if you put some bad things on those leaves, they'll take it down to the roots, so it kills the whole plant.
Hopefully that's still a little ways down the road here.
Yep. So fertilize and spray for your weeds in the fall. And everybody asks about crabgrass, but, you know, a lot of that brown out there is the crabgrass is turning browny red. And that's what you're seeing out there. And that plant will die this fall when it gets cold. And make sure that you put a crabgrass preventer down in the spring and prevent those seeds from coming back.
Okay, well, let's talk about our plant of the week here. They go to the Facebook page here for Q92. They can see a bunch of trees there. It's the oak trees out at the county park. They're very good-looking trees.
We did some seeding down in the county park last week, and we were down there, and I cannot believe all the oak trees down there. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're huge. If you haven't been down to the county park lately, go down there and just admire all the trees down there. It's a nice little county park, good place for fishing, good place for camping out, good place to look at the oak trees. There's acorns all over.
Yeah, and you've got some trails. You can do a little hiking around, and just kind of a pretty area.
Yeah, and they're going to build a bridge across the river.
I see that. So then you can get from the one side of the park to the other side. Is that right? Is that how this is going to work now?
Yep. So there's a west side and east side, and the side that I was talking about that I was on, and we did seeding down there, was the east side, and some gorgeous trees down there. So go down there and admire them.
Okay, take the family or take the dog, go for a walk.
There you go.
Well, I've got a couple of questions here, Dwayne. Chris just had me another one here, so I suppose we can get at them here. First, we'll take the one I think came in last week, but we had a little late, so we'll take that one first here. Says the grandkids planted maple tree seeds in pots this spring, and they're about 12 to 15 inches tall now. How do I care for them over the winter? Do I keep them outside when it freezes or keep them inside? How often do I water them? And how to do that if the pot is frozen?
You know what I do? Plant them outside.
Okay.
Get them out there. Get them out of that pot. Decide where you want to plant them. put a little compost and some fertilizer in the hole and plant them outside. You might want to protect them from rabbits and mice and deer or whatever. You might put a little fence around it. But those trees would be better in the ground than in a frozen pot all winter. And you don't want to keep them inside if you're going to keep them in there. You want to keep them evenly cold. And so no, you don't want it hot, cold. But you know what? I'd plant them. Okay. Fall is for planting. Fall is for planting. If they're at 15 inches high, they can take it.
All right. And
get them outside.
Get them outside. That's the answer to that one. All right. I suppose the problem is if the grandkids each want to take one and plant it someplace else and they don't want to take care of them quite yet or something. So if they do keep them in pots, they should just probably keep them watered, I suppose.
Keep them moist. But you want, actually, I'd put them outside someplace that they're protected from the animals. And don't put them in the sunshine, but put them cool, a cool spot. And so they're evenly cold all winter.
Okay.
Get the grandkids out there, give them a shovel.
Good for them, right?
Exactly.
All right.
They're true.
Well, let's get to another question here, Duane. We just talked about Trimec. It says Trimac Plus says it kills crabgrass. Does it, and when is the best time to spray it on crabgrass? Can you use Trimac? Maybe we kind of answered that already.
Trimac and Trimac Plus are two different products. Trimac is a broadleaf weed killer. That means it's going to kill your dandelions and some of those harder-to-kill weeds, the broadleaf. Trimac Plus kills the broadleaf, plus it kills crabgrass. Okay? If you're going after crabgrass right now, you're just wasting your money. Okay? Crabgrass is going to die at first frost. It's already going downhill. Spend your money on crabgrass preventer and killing the seeds in the spring. That means like mid-May next year, put your crabgrass preventer down. If you have crabgrass and you have Trimac Plus and you don't want to buy something else, you can spray it out there because Crabgrass Plus will kill some of those harder to kill weeds too, like Creeping Charlie and clover and that type of stuff. So if you don't want to buy something else, you can use crabgrass or Trimac Plus.
Okay. Well, those are the questions we have right now. I want to put in a plug if anybody has any questions. We got a little time here. We can get Adam here today at 320-598-7301. Chris will take your question out there in the office, 325-987-301. Or you can email them. I'll get them right here on the screen in front of me here at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. That's klqpfm@farmerstel.net. They'll pop
back up to that question. Back to that question, is I didn't answer part of it.
Okay.
I mean, the best time to kill crabgrass is when crabgrass is little, okay? So that's back in July when it's just coming up. Once it's hardened off, you're not going to kill it, okay? And so put the preventer down in the spring and kill the seed.
You can prevent it, but you can't kill it.
Well, you can if you not now, you're not going to kill it.
Okay.
But if it's just coming up, you know, like in July, you can put a crabgrass. You can use that Trimac Plus. That'll kill the crabgrass. But right now, the crabgrass is going to win.
That half my yard, it would not be green. So
yeah.
A lot of it out there. Didn't see quite as much clover this year, I don't think, as I did in the past. That must not have been a good year for that.
Some people had it, but usually it must be. I think clover likes it drier, and we had a lot of wet, you know, a lot of rain this year, so I don't think the clover spread so much. But the crabgrass liked this season. It's all over. If you don't put Dimension down next spring, you're going to have a problem. But fall is the time for take. If you're going to spend money on your yard, do it in the fall, you know. Spray it, fertilize it, put grass seed down, and you'll have a nicer lawn.
Okay. Another question just in there, Duane. Lilac bushes are blooming now. How come?
I don't know what kind of lilacs they have, but there are re-blooming lilacs. Little lady lilacs, dwarf Korean lilacs, Miss Kim lilacs will re-bloom, okay? If you have an old lilac, you know, like the Chinese lilac and common lilac, and they're reblooming. I think they got kind of confused in the season. It was wet, 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 and then all of a sudden it got dry, and so they kind of thought, it's time to bloom again. so they're home as much as they did in the spring. You could have a reblooming lilac, or I think the weather's kind of confusing them.
Okay.
Hey, we have another question.
What? The one that Chris had out here in the office. Said right across the street at the neighbor's place, there's a, looks like a maple tree that's all green, except it's got one red branch. How come?
Could be a couple reasons. If you go look at that branch and look at the side of that tree on the trunk, if that trunk got wounded or hurt or scraped or whatever, it could be not getting nutrition into that side of the branch or that branch, okay? Another reason that a tree will start turning color early is it doesn't have enough nutrition, so it's stealing the chlorophyll cells, the green sugar cells out of the leaves and trying to build up the roots to build up its system. Not a dumb idea to maybe fertilize your maple tree.
Okay. So okay. We were talking about the fair earlier. I wanted to put in a plug for the folks who organized the veggie races over there. I know
that
you,
was awesome.
That was fun. We had that was the first year that I actually participated by building a car. My son-in-law, Kyle, and I helped our grandsons, Harrison and Archer, and Harrison's car finished 8th out of about 50, and I was pretty impressed by my vegetable engineering skills. Even impressed me. Yeah.
Did you get a design award?
No. It didn't really look good, but it went fast. Well, it looked good, but it wasn't, you know, the fanciest one. And then the one that my son-in-law Kyle and Archer built, that tied for 10th. That wasn't too bad either. So those took off pretty good. I think the trick is you don't you want to slice off the bottom of the vegetable enough so it's not dragging on the track.
Yeah.
So they set them down on the track and they didn't move. So
if you don't know what the veggie race is you make a race car out of a vegetable. The wheels and the axle are provided by the fair, and you make a car and they race it down the derby track.
Right.
It's awesome, and they also have design awards, so
yeah, no,
fun, and there was tons of people there.
Yeah, and they were pretty fancy cars, some of them, too, so put some work into it. As I say, ours looked okay. They're, you know, kind of fancy, but they were fast, so that's the important thing, too, I guess.
It was fun.
But that was fun. I'm looking forward to that again next year. We'll have to do that again.
I like to thank all the people that did, you know, exhibited their flowers and vegetables, too.
Right.
They were pretty awesome flowers and vegetables and planters, and it's fun to see what other people are doing. So thank you for everybody exhibiting.
Yeah, and again, hats off to the fair board on a great job again this year. They do a lot of work.
Yeah. They were busy the whole fair.
That's right. No, they had some record attendance, I think it was on Saturday, even better than last year, what it was, you know how it was last year with 150.
It was the anniversary last year.
Yeah, they even had more people this year, so that's pretty impressive.
Well, people must have enjoyed it last year, so they came back.
That's right, and the weather helped, too. So, well, Dwayne, we're about out of time here. Why don't you give them your info on Heather there?
Well, Heather information from Heather is fall is for planting, and if you need trees, shrubs, design skills, or also our flowers, cut flower department, you can find us in Madison on Main Street, Dawson on Main Street, and in Smith Edition in Montevideo. We're glad to help you out, and remember, fall is for planting.
All right, well, fun doing the show with you, and Paul will be back again next week, I would guess, and Dwayne, you have yourself a great week there. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, and everybody enjoy the nice weather.
That's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral with the gardening show for another Thursday right here on Q92. And again, you can get your questions in any time during the week. We'll save them and get them on the show.